Matthew Stuckey here with another video on traits of psychopaths. And I want to talk to you about in this video, juvenile delinquency. Juvenile delinquency. Now, generally when we talk about a juvenile, we're thinking of the ages of 12 to 17. The past video I talked about early behavioral problems, and the idea is that they start to see some kids at a very young age start to really rebel and cause all these problems, which can be a sign of them actually being a psychopath. Now, the way I look at that from a biblical standpoint is you see kids that rebel against their parents and rebel against authority, and it gets worse and worse and worse, and they end up rebelling against God, and at some point they can become a reprobate. Now, I do believe that you can become a reprobate before the age of 12, because if you have the free will to believe on Jesus, you have the free will to reject Jesus, is the way I look at this. But you really start to see the manifestation of serious crimes between the ages of 12 to 17. That is what the world has noticed, but they're not often tried as adults because they're not yet at the age of 18. So the courtrooms generally go light on them. The question is, do you see this in the Bible of people that are teens that are committing these violent, terrible crimes? And the answer to that is, yes, you do. Genesis 19, verse 4, it says, "Before they lay down, the men of the city, even the men of Sodom, compassed the house round, both old and young, all the people from every quarter." This is, of course, the famous story of Sodom and Gomorrah, where you have these homosexuals that are living in Sodom and Gomorrah. And they see these two angels come to town, and they believe them to be men, and they come and compass the house round with a plan of raping or forcing these men. This is obviously would be a very serious crime as you're talking about rape. And you know, you're looking at people, some of them are older, but a lot are not, because it says both old and young. And so the young would indicate somebody who's obviously below the age of an adult. I even believe below the age of 12. When you're looking at people that are young, and you say, well, Brother Stuckey, how do you know that it even goes down to the age of you know, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14? Well, later on in Genesis 19, 11, it says, you know, both small and great. So in Genesis 19, verse 4, it says old and young. In verse 11, it says small and great. Now, when you think about people as they grow, generally when somebody's, you know, about 15 years old, they're about the full height that they're going to be in their lives. They might grow a couple extra inches, but they're over 90% of their full height, their full size. And so when you're looking at someone who's 15 or 16 years old, you wouldn't say that they're small generally. Generally, they're at about the height you'd expect as they're, you know, fully an adult. And so when you're thinking of small, well, generally the ages of, you know, 12, you know, 11, 12, 13, maybe they have a lot of growing left to do. But they reach that age of 14, 15, 16, they're generally at their full height. So when we're looking at small, I'm looking at below the age of teenager, honestly. I'm looking at, you know, 9, 10, 11, and 12. And the idea is you're seeing people at a very young age and people at a very old age, all throughout that spectrum that are involved in this. And you're seeing people that have been given over to a reprobate mind at a very young age. One common example in the secular world of someone who is a juvenile who committed a terrible crime is Charles Manson. Of course, Charles Manson is very famous for the Manson family and the Manson murders. And even though he did not physically commit those murders, he was basically this architect that led to all of these murders taking place. Well, Charles Manson actually, a long time before that, when he was a juvenile, he actually committed a terrible crime himself. So it says, according to Wikipedia, this was when he was 17 years old in January of 1952. So 17 years old, between that 12 to 17 age of being a juvenile. It says, however, in January, he was caught raping a boy at knife point. So we see here that Charles Manson was a, you know, homosexual or bisexual, and he's raping a boy at knife point. So he has a weapon, and he's raping this young boy. And he is a teenager. He's 17 years old. You can clearly see at this age, he is already a psychopath. He's already a reprobate. He's already been given over to a reprobate mind. And what he's doing is a violent crime that manifests basically that he has been given up and he is a reprobate. And so we're seeing an example with juvenile delinquency that in the secular world, you certainly see this with Charles Manson. They've identified it in the field of psychopathy. And it does fit in the Bible as well. As you see in Genesis 19, you're seeing that same violent crime that they want to do, old and young. small and great. So we're looking at people of all ages, people from probably ranging from 8 years old to 80 years old, somewhere around that spectrum. And even at a very young age, you can see that people are given over to a reprobate mind. And certainly at the age of 12, when they're classified as a juvenile or as a young teenager, it is possible for someone to commit violent crimes. And of course, if they're a reprobate, they've been given over a reprobate mind, but it will really start to manifest between the ages of 12 to 17. So this is what we see in the secular world. This is what we see in the field of psychopathy. It is also what we see in the Bible. Anyways, thank you and God bless.